Monday the 1st of December, Dalet Kislev. This year has been given Le'ila Nishmas of Naftali Chaim Bev of Simcha HaKohen by Rabbi Menachem Lieberman, Chatzitza with Tefillin.
The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Megillah that Chof Dalet on the base Nosna al base Unkili Shaloi. If you put the Tefillin on his jacket, not directly on the hand, just on the jacket. Look, the Mishnah Hariza Derech Hachitsuinim. He's koriv to be an to a mean. He's not a proper mean, but he's koriv to be a mean, like an apikoris. The Rashi says, this is the Chiddush to Rashi. The Rashi says, what's wrong putting tefillin on the jacket? The pashtas, everybody say, what's wrong putting the tefillin on the jacket? It's a chatzitza. Tefillin has to be on the sorai. Rashi says a different reason. Rashi says it says by the parsha tefillin, it says that v'hoyah l'chala ois. So we darshan v'hoyah l'chala ois al yadcha v'loy l'achirim l'ois. Tefillin has to be a sign only for you, not for achirim, not for other people. So tefillin has to be directly on the hand. If you put it on a beged on something else, that's showing it for everybody. And here the mistake of these people who do it is because by tefillin shel roish, there's the inyan dafka that other people should see it. The Gemara says varok kalamot kishem Hashem nikra elecha v'yaru mimeka eli tefillin shel roish. The tefillin shel roish is the inyan that dafka other people should see it. Masha'inkin tefillin shel yad is the opposite. Hoye lachol ois v'loy lachem ois. Should only be a sign for you and not for others. That's how Rashi learns. That's pshat in the Mishnah. The Ram brings the Rashba, and he's medayik from this Rashi that there's no problem of chatzitza. So therefore, says the Rashba, what about tefillin shel roish? Well, there's no inyan of v'hoyah l'chol ois v'loy l'achirim ois. So says the Rashba, tefillin shel roish you can put on a head covering, as long as it's not a thick covering, that you'll be able to still find the correct place. Mokim shel moichei shel tinnik is roifei shel. If you have the correct place, you can put it, because the Mishnah only says, and according to Rashi, that the problem of putting tefillin on the garment is only because of a hoy l'chol ois v'lei l'achirim l'ois. So that's only by tefillin shel yad. Or by tefillin shel roish, it's okay to put it on a covering, because adarabah, there's the inyan to show people the tefillin, like the pasuk says, varok al amoret kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yoru mimeka. So before we go further, it sounds like a gevaltik chiddush. Tefillin has to be on the hand, on the head. How can it be that you can put it on a covering on the tefillin shel rosh? You can't put on a covering the tefillin shel yad. You would also be able to, if not for the halacha of v'hoyah l'chol ois v'lei l'chirim l'ois. What about chatzitza? The Gemara, that all the other big day kahuna has to be directly on the besoroi. So l'chayre, you see that the Rashi and the Rashba learnt that tefillin is a mitzvah of wearing tefillin. The Torah tells the place where you should wear the tefillin. The tefillin you should wear, tefillin shel yad should be al yadcha. You should wear it on your hand, and the tefillin shel roish you should wear it bein inecha. But it's a mitzvah of wearing tefillin. Perhaps we can compare it to the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. The mitzvah of the levisha. The tzitzis doesn't have to be dafkar on the sorai. It's a mitzvah of wearing the tzitzis. So similarly, the Rashba and Rashi learn that it's a mitzvah of wearing tefillin, so it doesn't have to be directly on the goof, as long as it's called wearing it. The interesting thing is there's a little bit of a comparison. Perhaps we can just go a bit over to mezuzah. One nekuda by mezuzah, the Gaon was very makdid that the mezuzah should be exactly on the doorpost. Now most times when you have a mezuzah case, the mezuzah case has a back to it. So the Gaon at Gaon, and those who are makdid on the Gaon, they take off the back of the mezuzah and put it directly on the doorpost. But the minhag olam is not like that. So what's that pshat in the minhag olam? Because again, it's a place. The mezuzah has to be, it's a place on the door. It's a place, that tefillin has a place, mezuzah has a place, tzitzis has a place. A place. Now, maybe there's no inyan of chatzitza. So I saw in a Pshlem Zaman, he says, "Medachnish matbizan, medachnish matbizan," to take off the back of the mezuzah case, because there's no inyan of chatzitza by mezuzah. I call upon him. This is the shit of the Rashi and the Rashba. The Tura Evan asks the Kasha that there's a Gemara, and Gemara Menachah says, the Gemara wants to learn out, how do we know, what does it mean, Vahoyu le Shatam no Isal Yodecha, you should tie tefillin on your hand. Perhaps it means put it on the palm of your hand. So the Gemara brings various Yalfusas, which we learn out from here, that it means Greba Shibiyah, it means the high part of the hand. One Gemara, the Gemara says, just like we compared tefillin Shibarosh is to be on the high part of the head, similarly he also has to be on the high part of the hand. And then the Gemara brings another Yalfusa, that they state in this Pasuk, Vahoya l'chola ois al yadcha, that tefillin should be for you for a sign, v'loy l'achirim l'ois, this same sign. Says the Gemara, if you're going to put the tefillin on your palm of your hand, it's going to be a sign for everybody. And we need tefillin, that's going to be a sign for you. So therefore it can't be the mokum tefillin is in the palm of the hand. It has to be that the mokum tefillin is higher up, that it should be only a sign for you and loy l'achirim. And then the Gemara brings a story. Rav Ashi was sitting in front of our neighbor, and our neighbor had a wound on his arm, and therefore he tore the short, the shirt was torn there. They shouldn't pressure the wound there, and you could see the tefillin. So Rav Ashi said to our neighbor, it's no good, you need v'hoya l'chol ois v'loy l'acherim l'ois, it mustn't be visible, the tefillin shaliyat. So he said, so Rameima have replied, doesn't matter if you see the tefillin. The only din in v'hoya l'chol ois v'loy l'acherim l'ois is in the mokrim. You should put it in a place which is normally a sign for you and not for others. But if you put it on, say if you put it in the palm of your hand, which is the place which is normally seen by others, that's the problem. But if you put it on a place which is higher up, which is normally a place which is only for you visible and not for others, it doesn't matter if people can see it as well. So it asks the Torah Evan, so you see from this Gemara that there's no problem of tefillin being visible. It doesn't matter if people see the tefillin. The main problem is it's a din in the place. Has to be in a place which is normally a sign for you and not a sign for other people. So ask the Torah Evan, what's the problem putting tefillin on the garment, according to Rashi and Rashba, because it's l'chol ois, v'lo l'achirim l'ois, it's in the right place. What's the difference if it's on the arm and the shirt is open and it's visible and you can see it? So the Gemara says it doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter if you can see it, as long as it's, the Gemara says, b'mokim l'chol ois. As long as it's in the right place where it's a sign for you and not for others. So what's wrong putting it on a jacket? It's also on the right place. It's on the arm. Other people can see it. It doesn't matter, but it's still in the right place. So here, so the Shagasari Taka, this is a Terev, and he says Rashi's very shver, and therefore he Taka says that Rashi's Pshat is shver on the Gemara, and he learns Pshat in the Mishnah, that really, that the other Rishini, which we'll mention soon, that the problem of putting tefillin on the jacket on, is not because of taka l'chol ha'ois, it's a problem of chatzitza. It's a problem of chatzitza, it's nothing to do with l'chol ha'ois. L'chol ha'ois is a din in the place. As long as you don't put it in the palm of your hand, as long as you put it in the right place on your arm, it doesn't matter whether it's visible, and it doesn't matter whether it's on a beged, it's a problem of chatzitza. And if it's chatzitza, then it's a problem both by tefillin shel yad, and both by tefillin shel roish. You can't put even tefillin shel roish on a head covering. So what's taka the pshat in Rashi? What's the difference between if the putting the tefillin on your arm, people can see it, and that's okay, and what's the difference putting it on the beged, and that is somehow yet a problem in the chol ha'ois v'lo l'achirim l'ois. So there are two mahalchim how to explain it. And it comes out as nachmina la halacha. We paskin like taka like this Rashba, we paskin like taka that like the Mogen Avraham's mahalach. But the Artzis Achaim, that's the Malbim, got a sefer on Erechaim called Artzis Achaim. He learns pshat in the Rashba and Rashi that taka kipshutoi, that there's only one din, and that is the din that tefillin has to be on the right place, which is only normally visible to you and not lachim. And that's the problem, putting it on the palm of your hand. I ask the Torah Evan, Shver, what's the problem putting it on the beged, on the garment? It's also in the right place. Says the Malbim, no. Putting it on a garment is called the same thing as putting it on the palm of the hand. Not the problem people seeing it. I couldn't bear people see it. If it's on the right place, people can see it. But if it's on a beged, that is considered the wrong place. it's a place which is lachirim lois, and we need tefillin to be in a mokem of lachol lois v'lo lachirim lois. But Meir says the Arutz Chaim like this: if you put it on a bandage, let's say, it's okay. Bandage is not called another beggar. Bandage is called on the right place. If you put it on another beggar, that is considered a wrong place, and that is a chesaron of lachol lois v'lo lachirim lois. The Rashba holds there's no problem with chatzitza. There's no problem. The Rashba holds there's no problem with chatzitza. That's Shittas Rashi. They say the problem on a jacket is only because of lachol lois v'lo lachirim lois. And now says the Malbim, that only is a din in place, what's called the wrong place. And place is only called putting it on top of a beggar. That's completely in a different place. But just a bandage, does out the Rashba, that's not called the chesaron on the wrong place. And the Rashba holds there's no problem with chatzitza as well. The Maisa, we'll come later, alocha la Maisa. We are machmir like that, the other shittas. That's the Malbim's mahalach. The Mogen Avraham is the easier mahalach. The Mogen Avraham's got a different mahalach, and that needs a little bit to be about what the Dars of the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says like this. The Mogen Avraham says like this. There's sort of three levels. There's the Mogen Avraham, two Mogen Avraham, one is Sifkot in Zion, and one is Sifkot in Yudalek. The Mogen Avraham says like this: if you put it on a bandage, it's okay. As long as you cover the bandage, as long as you put you cover the bandage, you also mekayim lachol ois v'lo lachirim lois. You're showing everybody; it's not visible for everybody; it's only for yourself. And if so, it comes out. According to the Magen, there's three levels. If it's on your hand, you can keep it open; you don't have to cover it. If it's on a bandage, you have to cover it to show that it's lachol ois v'lo lachirim lois. If it's on a beged, on a jacket, it doesn't help you at all. It doesn't help you even if you don't put a coat on top. Now, what's the pshat in that? That needs a head. What's the place? What's the pshat in the Mogen Avraham? If it's a din in the place of tefillin, like tefillin has to be between the eyes, what's the difference if it? So, what's the difference further between a bandage? And if your jacket is no good, you're saying it's the wrong place. Then a bandage is good. So, what's the inion of covering it? And if you do have to cover it, why, when it's on your hand, don't you have to cover it? So what's the husband of Mogen Avraham? Here we're going to say just a bit of a long dish of pshat here, a chakira here in the Mogen Avraham. It's mashma from the Machtus HaShechel like this. Till now we've assumed that the din, mashma from the Gemara, of that tefillin has to be in a place where lachol ois v'lo lachirim lois, is a din in the mokum. The mokum of tefillin, it's a gilu, just like well, tefillin shalosh has to be between on the head, between the eyes. Similarly, tefillin shaliyat has to be in a place when it will be visible for other people, not on the palm of the hand, which everybody can see it, but in a place higher up, which is normally not visible. That's how the Pashtus and the Malbim took on pshat in Rashi. Therefore, putting it on a jacket learns the Malbim as well, very straight, the same shitta, it's in the wrong place. From the Master Hashem, it's not the pshat in the Mogen Avraham is, it's not so much a din in a place. It's a din you have to show that tefillin is a sign only for you. You have to make a chocha to show that this tefillin is not a sign for everybody. It's only a sign for you. And therefore, that's why the three dinim come out. Therefore, if you put it on, therefore the track states levels, the darges, what is called a din in showing that it's a sign for you. So the Gemara says that if you put it on the palm of the hand, that's no good. So till now we learned, well, so then it's a mokai, the place of tefillin, so din in mokai, the place of tefillin has to be in a place which is visible. According to the Mogen Avraham, it's not quite that. It's a din that there's a man has to show tefillin, shaliyad is a sign for you. If you put it on the palm of your hand, it's a sign for everybody. Next stage, if you put it on directly on the hand, and it's visible, and everybody can see it, doesn't matter, because the fact that you put it on your arm, you have shown that it's a sign for you and not for others. Level number three, when you put it on a bandage, that's already, you haven't shown clearly that it's a sign for you, therefore you have to cover it. Level number four, when you put it on the beged on top, that is also, the place is right, but you haven't shown that it's a lachol ois v'lo lachirim lois. So that's no good. So that's all the Mogravan learns, all these Rashi, all these dinim are from this same passage, because the Gemara actually mentions the chasson of the cholois is only on the only from the palm of the hand is no good. And Rashi learns out from this halacha that if you put it on the base unki shaloi, on the jacket, is no good. And the Mogravan teaches it's a din because you have to cover it. If it's, you have to cover it by a smartest. So if it's all one din, so connect them all together, so we say it's not kilu, the Torah is not being megala up. Where should tefillin should be put? And then you say, what is the place for tefillin? On the head? Where on the head? Where on the arm? No, it's more than that. It's not just a din in a place. The Torah wants you by tefillin shaviyad to show that this is a ois only for you. And then there's various levels how you show it's a ois for you. It's got to be on. It's got to be a place. This is not a good place. But why is it not a good place? Not so much because the reason why the place is no good is because the sibba for that is because lachola ois v'lo lacherim lois. That causes this place to be no good. So that causes you have to cover it on the bandage, and that causes that if it's on a jacket, it's also no good. How come the place is right? So according to that, the difference. Where's the difference? The difference between the Mogen Avraham and the Mogen Avraham. The two nafkaminis. One nafkaminer is on a bandage. According to the Malbim, bandage is fine. It's the right place. According to the Mogen Avraham, a bandage is no good unless you cover it. The smarter they call it, because you've got to show filling is lecholois v'lo lacherim lois. So just to sum up what we said, not yet. Okay, that's the shit of the Rosh part. Now comes along the Rosh. The Rosh holds very simple. That the pshat in the Mishnah is nothing to do with chol ha'ois v'lo lacherim la'ois. The Rosh is the problem of chatzitza. Just that big kohen has to be directly on the flesh. You're not allowed to wear tefillin because the tefillin will be masik between the ksoines and the guf. Similarly, the problem of putting tefillin on a jacket is a problem of chatzitza. As we learn the Rosh. So, Mamela, there's no difference between tefillin shaviyad and not tefillin shalosh. Mamela, there's no difference between there's no din of lechol ha'ois v'lo lacherim lois. So lahalocha, how do we pass an halacha? That's the interesting thing. So lahalocha, the Shulchan Aruch writes like this: Simon Chav Zayin, lo yedav achutzitz bein tefillin lebsoray leishna shel yad leishna shel roish. We pass an like the Rosh, we machme that there is an inyan of chatzitza in tefillin. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. That the reason why putting tefillin on a jacket is no good because of lechol ha'ois v'lo lacherim lois, there's a pash of chatzitza. Mamela it applies by tefillin shoreish as well. The Ramah says by ritzuas, the problem is only by the actual bias, but not by the ritzuas. And the Mishabura brings that one can only be makel the chatzitza on by the ritzuas only on the hand, only on the arm where you do the kriches. But the part of the arm, the ritzuas, which you tie, which you tighten it on the head, and the place of the ritzua which you tighten on your arm, that taka is a problem even by the ritzuas as well. It's only the mokum akriches, if someone's got chatzitza mokum akriches, where you're not actually doing the kshira, then one can be meiko.
Meiko or the mekatchila can be meiko?
Only you can be meiko. So it's lachatchila. Is lachatchila weiss you should be machmer as well, even by the ritzuas as well. The loshen is could be tackle on can be meiko. Yeah, I mean the loshen is ritzuas in lahakpid, and then the Mishabura says by that he says that's only he says when it's on. The ain't lahokel rak b'mokem akriches. That's what can be meikel. Exactly. One can be meikel. It says one can be meikel. Some people when they have a haircut, so you've got hairs, loose hairs on the head. So the lachatchila one taka should be makpid that even a chatzitza kol shuhu. Not to have between those the ritzuas of the roish, and especially the tefillin itself, and that, and this bit here which you tightens on your head, the chatzchila one should be careful, even if a chatzitza kol duhu. Mogen Avraham talks about lice, one should be careful. But I saw in Halicha Shleima, B'shem Reb Shleima Zalman, he says, Nishkefel, he says, B'dieved, it doesn't matter, because it's a mil shein emakpit. So Halachatchila, Taka, one should try to it shouldn't be a chatzitza. But he says, the mice, it doesn't matter, because B'dieved, it's a mil shein emakpit. That wouldn't help on life. Life when someone is makpid on. That would only help on hairs. Loose hair.
Life is okay.
then the Shulchan Aruch writes in the next seat, somebody who's got suffering from the cold, and if he has to put on tefillin shel reish directly on his head, he won't put it at all. So the machaber, we can be makel and put it on a hat. On a thin hat, because taka. So what taka the pshat? This is because the shita of the Rashba. So we have a machlekas. So somehow we have a machlekas Rashba and Rosh. The Rashba holds there's no pasha of chatzitza. The Rosh holds there is a pasha of chatzitza. According to the Rosh, putting tefillin on a hat is not a mitzvah at all. The Rash, because of the Rashba, holds that there's no problem of pasha of chatzitza. There's only a problem by tefillin shalyad. That you've got to show it's a ois for you, l'chol ois v'loy l'achirim lois. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says if somebody's got a cold and if you won't be able to put tefillin on at all without putting it on a thin head covering, he can do it.
Toupee.
Pardon?
On a toupee.
Yeah. So that's like the Mishnah talks about it, and he says only b'mokem maka, b'mokem choyli. But otherwise, Taka the Mishibur Taka says you shouldn't do that. Shouldn't put it on a pe'a nochri. And then he talks about tefillin shalyab, and he says if you've got a wound on your hand where you put the tefillin, so he says paskan like the Mogen Avrom, you can put the tefillin on a bandage, but don't make a bracha. And he says you should cover it. So he's paskening lemaisa like the Mogen Avrom's pshat in the Rashba. According to the Malbim's pshat in the Rashba, bandage is the right place. There's nothing wrong with the place. So he's paskening that if you've got b'di'evet, because l'chatchila we're machmir like the Rosh, it should be chatzitza. He says b'di'evet, if a man has a wound in a place actually where the tefillin sits on his hand, you can put it on a bandage. And you should cover it, because it says l'chol ois v'lo l'achirim lois. Or if on a bandage, or if it's on a shirt, you can't do it. Even if you're going to put a beged acher on top. So this is taka. Mama, she passed me back the Mogen Avrom, completely the Mogen Avrom. That is all a din in that we're saying now. There's all a din. You've got to show that it's l'chol ois v'lo l'achirim lois. So therefore, there's various levels of showing l'chol ois v'lo l'achirim lois. If it's on a bandage, you have to cover it. And if it's on a baguette, on a shirt, it's no good even if you do cover it.
Why never put on a baguette?
Because of the Rosh. Because you've got the other shitzer who the Rosh who holds that there's a problem of chatzitza.
So because
the Rosh learns it's a place. Yeah, according if the Rosh is also moida that it's a din in a place. That the place has to be l'chol ois v'lo. It's a din in place that l'chol ois v'lo l'achirim lois. Yeah, but so that the Rashba says everybody's worried that it's a din in a place. Filling has to be here and not here. The question is whether there's another halacha in l'chol ois v'lo l'achirim lois. So on that, the Kodiyarat Taki, even according to the Rosh, there's a din that the place is also a din in a place l'chol ois v'lo l'achirim lois. But that's only got to do with a place, of a visible or not visible. It doesn't matter according to it doesn't have to be. It doesn't matter if it's visible for other people. But according to the Rashba, there's an extra din that besides that, because there's no pasha of chatzitza. So that according to him, there's a difference between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish. That either we say according to the Mogen Avrom, like we paskin. So we're stressing more that the main halacha is you've got to always have you've got to make a hichocha. You've got to do something positive to show it's only a sign for you and not for others. So therefore, on a bandage is okay if you cover it. On your hand, on the arm, you don't have to cover it. And on a shirt is no good, because that's also considered you haven't made it a sign for others.
Why if you put that on your shirt and then you put your half a sleeve over it, why is that not a high chuppah? You're making a kibbutz. Or if you put it on your jacket sleeve and then you put your coat on top, then you are making a chuppah to say the halachah.
Yeah, but that's this, it's so much that putting on a jacket
is too far
from so shit, it looks as if it's the normal places
I'm
where
not
on the computer.
It doesn't matter if I've got the barrier between that.
No, because it's not the problem.
So if I put it on my jacket, why can't I put it on another bagel on top?
It's not very good.
Yeah, because
it's not by the bandage.
Yeah, because the band, it's the difference, the bandage doesn't have some sort of, you can't call it a place which is normally perhaps visible to other people. But since the beged is normally a thing which you normally go round and is visible to other people, so that is stronger than the coat which you're going to put on top. Even though you've shown, but since you put it on the jacket, so that's sort of contradicting. You're putting it on a place which is normally visible to other people, and then you're putting it something on top. So it can't manage to be mabatal that. Even if it's not a dinner mokum.
Pardon? The bandage could be under the bottom as well.
If a mokum tzairach, yeah? No, it can be even under the bais as well.
Yeah.
Because according to the Rashi, yeah, because according to the Rashi, yeah, there's no chatzitza according to the Rashi. According to the Rashba, yes. But that's all, but we wouldn't make a bracha on it because we always machmir for the Rosh. The Rosh holds you got a chatzitza. The Rosh holds there's no problem of chatzitza. So maybe you put it on without making a bracha.
Without a bracha,
yeah, correct. Now there's just one more halacha taka. So lemaisa, what are you meant to do by this tefillin shel yad? Should you cover it or not? So what are you meant to do by the tefillin shel yad? Do you have to pull down the shirt on top of the tefillin shel yad or not? So according to what we've learnt now, the Gemara's mashma from Rav Ashi clearly that he had a makar that it didn't matter if the tefillin was visible. Here in the Mishibura brings that he says when it's taka that it doesn't matter. He says ain't the shel yad ain't the hakpid imen kiluim al mechusim. It doesn't matter if the tefillin shel yad is visible or not. The Mishibura brings mikomo koyv lachatchila tov yisa lachaseisrom. Lachatchila you should pull down your shirt. In Chabad, the makmid, I don't know what dafka to have the tefillin shel yad visible, not to pull the shirt down. The Mishibur says, and it's fine because the Ramah says Eila Hafid, you can do whatever you want. But the Mishibur says Lachatchela, you should cover it. What's Pshat? Okay, why does the Mishibur say Lachatchela, you should cover it? This is again all the Mogen Avraham. If it's a Dinei Mokoyim, why should you cover it? So the Mishibur passed was totally better than like the Mogen Avraham Pshat in the Rashba. Feeling you have to make a sign. It's Lacholois Veloy Lachelois. So you're better off. It's better always to show that feeling is Lacholois Veloy Lachelois. Just like a thought, why taka? What taka? There's all this inyan between the sign with the vadrusha that tefillin has to be lechola tefillin shaliyad lechola is v'leil achirim lois. The Rash, the Chinuch says that the tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin, is we say in the Shem Yichud as well, reminders for people. A man needs kaseda reminders that to keep him away from the tithes which are so strong, try to push him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a man needs kaseda reminders, tzitzis and tefillin. They keep him reminding, they're reminding the whole time that the ma'aser note that you're meshubat to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to your meshubat is tava to machshavas to Ribbono Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's also another inyan of tefillin. Tefillin is opiyus rabbi sefa'ora. It's a beautiful, it's like a tachshit, it's a beautiful thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has tefillin. Tefillin is also like opiyus rabbi sefa'ora. So actually, these are the two inyonim. By tefillin shel roish, adarava, it's an inyan. Everybody should see it. Baruch kol amor eskeshem Hashem nikolach yorim mecha. That's a beauty. That's for everybody. It's punkt everybody. We want everybody to see it. Mashen kin tefillin shel yad. According to Rashi and the Rashba, the Torah wants to remind the kaseda a man. It's a reminder for you to be mechazik yourself always against the yitzhar which is trying to drive you away from avodas Hashem. So let's be hoping Mitzvah Hashem we should be Zeicha Taka to Mekai Mitzvah Tfilin properly and Zeicha Taka to all the schools from the Mitzvah.